6 o'clock. And we are now going to go through 15 cases, and let me again repeat what we're trying to do. The Mishnah in the third parak says that when two sisters fall liyibum, which means Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, and they both died without children, and they fall to Yibum to Levi. I'm sorry? Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid not everybody's on yet. So if I say it now, not everybody's... I know, but I'm definitely going to forget between now and the end. So I'll say it now, and if you remind me at the end, I'll say it again. There's a Siyum this Sunday, Merch Hashem, at 1 o'clock, at Baruch Chaim Manny's tent, outdoors, social distance. What's the address?
3612 Shannon.
3612 Shannon at 1 o'clock. Charge is $22 ahead. Check should be made out to Dirshu. I guess RSVP is with?
Rabbi Berger.
Rabbi Berger. Whose number is?
If you give me a chance to say it, I'll call and find out what's him.
Don't wake him up.
He's not up, Rabbi. Come on, he's preparing the food.
What is silent?
216.
216.
216.
9359. 9359. Okay. Again, that's not the number I have for it. I'm sorry?
That's not his cell number.
That's not his cell number. I didn't think so either, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. 216, how about 371-9697?
That's his home. That's his home number.
Oh, that's his home.
And the second one is none?
216. The cell phone number is 216-374-4484.
374-4484 is the cell number. And again, everybody should make reservations. Yeah. 1 o'clock in the Manny's tent, social distancing, $22 a person. I think women are invited as well. I think there's a tent for women as well. There's a whole bunch of tents over there. Okay. So we're back to the Gemara again. The Mishnah in the third parak says, Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, and they both die. They're without children. Levi and Yehuda can't be miyabim either of the two. Again, rabbinically, we're not going in Reb Shimon's opinion, rabbinically, because by being miyabim one, they're marrying the sister of the woman bound to them. And that's, rabbinically, they don't want that, but they're chayiv and chalitza. Then the Mishnah continues and says, however, sometimes it is permitted for them to do yibum. And that is, if Reuven's wife is an erev on Levi, and Shimon's wife is an erev on Yehuda, then Reuven's wife doesn't fall to Levi. So he can be miyabim Yehuda's wife, and Shimon's wife doesn't fall to Yehuda because she's an erva, so he can be miyabim Reuven's wife. So when they're sisters, and one of them is an erva to one, and one of them is an erva to the other, then yibum can be done. When they're sisters, and they're not ervas to the remaining brothers, just brother's wife, then they can't do yibum because it's marrying the sister of the woman bound to you. So Rav Chiya says that in all the cases of the Mishnah, you can have that Levi and Yehuda, Reuven's wife is an erva to Levi, and Shimon's wife is an erva to Yehuda. In all cases, all 15 ervas can work out that way. And Rashi is going to be kind enough to go through all 15 cases and show us how it's possible that every single one of the arayas we mentioned in the Mishnah can be the same erva, one to Levi, one to Yehuda, that would allow Levi to do yibum to the other brother's wife, not to the erva, and to allow Yehuda to do yibum again to the other brother's wife. So let us do now the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. V'chein tani Rav Chiya. Now this is going to lead to a question, but the question will not come up till the end. So we're going to do this piece by piece. V'kulon ani kaira behen. By all 15 arayas I can have, hasuru lazam mutaris lazam. The one of them is usher because she's an erva to Levi, is mutar to Yehuda. V'asur lazam, the one that's usher to Yehuda, mutaris lazam is mutar to Levi. And achoisa she yevemta, but their sisters that are equal yevamas, chaylatzas ibis yevamas, could have yibum. Every one of the 15 arayas can work that way. Let's do Rashi. V'amar of Yehuda amarav. The perig dalet achen. This isn't the third perig. Did not. Dalet Achim, Shnayim Nasu, and again, I just want to point out, all Rashi's going to do in this Rashi is give us cases. Now, it sometimes gets complicated to keep track of the case, but all Rashi is doing is presenting cases. I'm sure, I don't have an art scroll, but an art scroll goes through every single one of the cases, I assume. Did not. Dalet Achim, Shnayim Nasu, Shtei Achis. Four brothers, two of them married, two sisters. Umesu Anasuyim Esa Achis. And Reuben and Shimon, who married the two sisters, died without children, right? They cannot have Yibum, because both of them are bound to one, and both of them are bound to the other. If he would marry any one of them, he would be marrying, doing Yibum to the sister of the one bound to him, and the Dam Yilachos Isha, rabbinically, it's almost like a wife's sister, Bechayah, while she's still alive. She's really not your wife's sister, because you're not married to either one of them. But it's similar to a wife's sister, in the sense that there's a certain connection with each of these women that don't allow you to marry any one of the two. Uktani Hasam. But it's only rabbinically, so therefore there is Chalitza. Uktani Hasam. If one of them is usher to one of the brothers, to Levi or Yehuda, as an erva, let's say one of the wives, let's say Reuven's wife was Levi's mother-in-law, Reuven's wife was Levi's daughter-in-law, so then he could do Yibum to the sister. She's not the sister of the lady bound to him, because the other woman is not bound to him. Because one of them is an erva and is not bound to him. Right? Allah. From the Xerishav of Allah, we learned out that an erva has no zika, an erva has no bond to the living brother, and therefore, one of them is an erva, Hashemi Asa Mishneyah. The other brother, however, can't do Yibum. So let's set it up. Let's say, Reuven's wife is Levi's mother-in-law, and Reuven and Shimon both die. They're married to sisters, and they both die without children. Levi can do Yibum to Shimon's wife, because he's not bound to Reuven's wife. Yehuda can't, because he's equally bound to both, and for him it's Achayzu Kukasai. One of the other women was an erva to the second brother. So Levi's mother-in-law was Reuven's wife, and Yehuda's mother-in-law was Shimon's wife. So now when they both die, Levi can't be Miyabim, doesn't have any Zika to Reuven's wife, it's his mother-in-law. So he can be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. Yehuda has no Zika to Shimon's wife, because it's his mother-in-law. And therefore, Asur Lazab Mutaris Lazab. The one that's usher to Levi is mutter to Yehuda, and the one that's usher to Yehuda is mutter to Levi. Because each of them only have one woman falling the Yibum. They're not both bound. Because each of them, one of the two ladies, is a erva, which takes away the bond, and therefore it's not the sister of the lady bound to him, because there is no bond for the erva. Kigar, and Rashi gives you an example. Rachel and Leah, Shtei Achyas. Rachel and Leah were two sisters that married Reuven and Shimon. But Naflu Lufnei Levi Yehuda. And they fell in front of Levi and Yehuda. Rachel Chamaisa Shal Levi, but Leah Chamaisa Shal Yehuda. Rachel is the mother-in-law of Levi, and Leah is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. Rachel Asura Levi, Umataris Yehuda. Rachel can't marry Levi, it's his mother-in-law, but she can have Yibum from Yehuda. The Lav Achayze Kikasahi, because Rachel was not the sister of a woman bound to him. The Levi Lav Skukalei, because the other sister, Levi, Leah, is Yehuda's mother-in-law, so she's not bound to him, the Chamaisahi. So therefore, Yehuda can do Yibum to Rachel, because he has no bond to Leah, right? He has no bond to Leah, because it's his mother-in-law. So therefore, there's only one that's falling to Yibum. There's only one skuka, so he can be miyabimer. It's not achoyz zikukasai. The Leah asura liyuda mutaris alevi, because The Einach is Zugagasai. It's not the sister of the one Skuka, the Rachel is Skukalei. Because Rachel was never bound to him, the Chamaisei, because it's his mother-in-law. So Rashi gave you one of the examples, right? Both of these women are Erveth, each one to one of the brothers. Therefore, there's no Zika, there's no bond between the deceased, the brother that's alive, to one of the two women. Therefore, it's not, when he does Yibum to the other one, he's not marrying the sister of a woman bound to him. She's not bound to him. Uktani Hasam, and it says over there, Zui Sha'amru, this is what meant when Chazal say, Achoysak Shi'evemta, you can have a sister that's also a Yevama, but still, Oichar Letzes Aymes Yevemes, she can have Yibum. Even though normally, when two sisters follow the Yibum, we don't allow Yibum, because it's the sister of the woman bound to you, but sometimes it can happen. Shtei Achyas, Shein Yevamas Zulazu. They are both Yevamas to each other, which means they both have husbands that died without children. Shenasu l'shnei Achim, Benafu l'shnei Shnei Achim, and they fell in front of two other brothers. Eicholtzos Aymis Yevam Yamas, they can have Yibum. Ruyas l'chalitza ili Yibum, Ukigan, Shahaisakal Achas Asura, Ala Echad. Each one was Aser on one of them, Iser Erva, because they're Parishas. So Rashi just explained one case, he picked mother-in-law as the example, of when you can have two sisters, one is only falling to one of the brothers, and one is only falling to the other of the brothers, and therefore, they're sisters, they're both Yevamas, but by marrying one, you're not marrying the sister of a woman bound to you. That's what Rashi set up. But come Rav Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bekulon tezvav arayas ani kaira behen mishnazu asur lezem mutaris lezem." This case can happen with all 15 arayas. Kolayba, Epshul hiskayim. It's possible. Umishkachas bekulon. You can have in every one of the 15 arayas. She beis achyas neiflus lefsneish beis achim. Two sisters should fall in front of two brothers. Vezu asur lezem mishum. Bitai, Bezu Asura Lazeh Mishim Bitai, one should be Levi's daughter, and one should be Yehuda's daughter, V'chein Kula. Utei, all other Arabs are the same. Utei Asura Lazeh Mutaris Lazeh, V'Asura Lazeh Mutaris Lazeh. And the one that's Asur to one will be Mutter to the other, and the one that's Asur to the other will be Mutter to this one. V'Yishabu Shteyen, and they both could get Yibum, Abba B'Shein Shteyachis. They would get Yibum, even though they are two sisters, B'Loyam Minan Achayzu G'Kasahim. And we don't say that this is a sister of a woman that's bound to him. Okay, now we're going to go through the 15 cases. Now, Bitai is a different kind of case. We want to have a case. Reuven's married to Levi's daughter, and Shimon's married to Yehuda's daughter, and they're sisters, which means they share one mother. Okay, that means Reuven married Levi's daughter, and Shimon married Yehuda's daughter, and the case is they're sisters. That means they could only be maternal sisters because they have different fathers. Right? And then Reuven and Shimon die. Levi can't be Meyabim Reuven's wife because it's his daughter. And Yehuda can't be Meyabim Shimon's wife because it's his daughter. So therefore, Levi can be Meyabim Yehuda's wife, and Shimon can be, Reuven's wife, Levi can be Meyabim Shimon's wife, and Yehuda can be Meyabim Reuven's wife. Now, the problem is, it's an impossible case. Because you're not allowed to marry, if Levi married a woman and had a daughter, there's no way that Yehuda, I'm sorry, if Reuven married a woman and had a daughter, there's no way his brother Shimon can marry the same woman. It's an erva. It's his brother's wife. And he had a child, but she had a daughter. So how is it possible that Levi and Yehuda should have daughters from the same woman? It is an impossibility. Because Levi, if he marries a woman, right, if Reuven marries Levi's daughter, right, then Shimon can't marry Yehuda's daughter if it's a sister, because it would have to be from Levi's wife. It's his wife's brother. He's not allowed to marry her. So the only way to have that case is if Levi had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a woman and had a daughter. So it was never his wife. And then Yehuda married that woman and had a daughter. So you have two daughters that are sisters maternally. They're half-sisters, they share a mother, they have different fathers. Reuven married one, Shimon married the other. They're sisters. Each one is a daughter to the one of the remaining brothers. But it can only happen without one of the two daughters has to be born out of wedlock. Because if it was born through a marriage, the second brother could have never married that same woman. So you couldn't have Levi and Yehuda have daughters from the same woman if Levi was married to her. It has to be that Levi had a daughter out of wedlock. Therefore, Yehuda can still marry that woman. It's not his brother's wife. And he can have a daughter. The two daughters are sisters, right, from one wife, from one mother. They're not from the same father. Reuven and Shimon can marry these two girls. Both die without children. And Levi can be Miyabin, Yehuda's daughter, which is Shimon's wife. And Yehuda can be Miyabim, Reuven's wife, which is Levi's daughter, because the other one is not bound to them. Let's read it inside. Zok Rashi. Ubitay lo mishkachasva, ela bebitay manusasai. The daughter's case has to be a daughter from out of wedlock. She evshul abita shel Reuven ubita shel Shimon. It is impossible for the daughter of Reuven and daughter of Shimon, lias akhis menaim, to be sisters from one mother. Shara'eshis Reuven sheyolda lebas v'girsha. If Reuven married a woman and had a daughter and then he divorced her, le'nisa shivul Shimon, she would not be able to marry Shimon. Shegrushas achavi, it's his brother's divorcee. Elachim ishkakasla. The only way it could work is Reuven anas isha v'yolda lebas. Reuven forced himself on a woman or persuaded her and had a daughter. The chazer v'shimon, and Shimon went. Now the truth is Shimon could have married her, but Rashi has the case. The anas and the side, the mefarshim add the word v'nasa. Either was ma'anis or married, anusis achav shumateres lai. He's allowed to marry her. The erev is only your brother's wife through kedushin, not through if he had an out of wedlock relationship. The chazu le'yolda le'bas le'shimon. So Reuven and Shimon each had daughters from the same woman. Reuven out of wedlock, and Shimon either out or during or in a marriage. Right, Hari Bas Reuven Ubas Shimon Achoyes Menaim. Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter are sisters from one mother. Venisu Levi Yehuda. They married Levi and Yehuda Achiyavian. Right, Umesu. So now one of them is Reuven's daughter and one of them is Shimon's daughter. They were married to Levi and Yehuda, and they both Levi and Yehuda died without children. Venaftu Lufnei Reuven Veshimon. And now they fall the Yibum to one of them to their father, and the other one to their father, and to their father's brother. So Bas Shimon Mesiam is Reuven. Reuven can be Miyavim, the daughter of Shimon. The Lav Achoy Zukukasahi. Because his daughter is not bound to him. Therefore he can marry Shimon's daughter. Right? Because it's not his daughter, and his daughter is not Zukuk to him. Ubas Reuven can marry Shimon. That's the case of Bitai. So Rashi just went through the case of number one of the Erevus. There's going to be 15 separate cases. Case number one is Bitai, which happens to have a case that you can't have marriage. Reuven and Shimon had daughters from the same woman. Reuven out of wedlock, Shimon with a marriage, and now the two daughters married Reuven and Shimon's brothers. One married Levi, one married Yehuda. They both die without children. They're sisters. They fall the Yibum, but each one can be Nisyabim through someone else because each one is only Zakuk to one. They're not both Zakuk to the same brother. There's no Zika because each one is an Erva to one of the brothers. Each one is a daughter of one of the brothers. You can have it as granddaughters. And this can be through marriage. Reuven's granddaughter married Levi. Shimon's granddaughter married Yehuda. Now, they're sisters, right? They're both granddaughters. They were married to the same man. This man married two cousins. He married Reuven's granddaughter, and he married Shimon's granddaughter, which is perfectly legal. He's marrying two first cousins, right? Reuven's granddaughter and Shimon's granddaughter are not first cousins, they're second cousins. Right? Reuven's granddaughter and Shimon's granddaughter are second cousins. And some Levi went and they married, meaning, I'm sorry, let's move back. Reuven's daughter And Shimon's daughter married the same man. The guy married two first cousins. He married Reuven's daughter. He married Shimon's daughter. Perfectly legal. He married two first cousins. He had a daughter of each one, from each one of them. They are maternal sisters. They're paternal sisters. They're paternal sisters. They share the same father. He married Reuven's daughter. He married Shimon's daughter. They are sisters from one father. Right? And they now married Levi and Yehuda. And Levi and Yehuda died without children. So one of them is an heir to Reuven, it's his granddaughter, and one is an heir to Shimon. Let's read it inside. They were paternal sisters. They shared the same father who had married two first cousins. And then they died. One of them is an heir to Reuven, and one of them is an heir to Shimon. You could have the same story. You could have Reuven's son married a woman, had a daughter, divorced her. Shimon's son, who is his first cousin, married the same woman. There's nothing wrong in marrying a person's first cousin's wife. There's nothing wrong with that. So now they were both married to the same woman, obviously at different times. They both had a daughter. One is the granddaughter of Reuven, it's his son's daughter. One is the granddaughter of Shimon. And they both married Levi and Yehuda. One married Levi, one married Yehuda. They died. They are maternal sisters. Right? Where are we? Shayachis Menei. So there you have again. That's error number three of the Mishnah. We have Bitai, Bas Benai. So we have set up three cases where you can have two sisters married to two brothers, and there's two remaining brothers, with one of the wives being an erva to one of the brothers, and one of the wives being an erva to the other brothers. V'chein bas ishtoi shel Reuven, v'bas ishtoi shel Shimon, shayachis minav. You can have the same thing, right? Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife, they each had daughters. Not Reuven's daughter and not Shimon's daughter. They each were previously married, had a daughter. And Levi married Reuven's wife's daughter, not a blood relative of Reuven's. And Yehuda married Shimon's wife's daughter. Right? No. Let's take it this way. I have to set up this case better. So what happened was, Reuven's wife had been married to a stranger. We'll call him, Dunn. And they had a daughter. And that same Dunn had married another woman and had a daughter. And now, one of these two wives ended up marrying Reuven, and one of them, these two wives ended up marrying Shimon. So they each have a daughter that are not biologically related to Reuven or Shimon, but one is Reuven's wife's daughter, and one is Shimon's wife's daughter, and they share the same father, because both of these women had been married to somebody who had a daughter with one, and a daughter with the other. Then one ended up marrying Reuven, and one ended up marrying Shimon. And now these two daughters marry Levi and Yehuda. Shayachis Minav, right? And then Levi and Yehuda died. These two sisters fall to Yibum. Kagan. Nachshon, he calls them Nachshon. Shenasu Beis Nashim. V'yolduwe Beis Banas. Nachshon had two wives. They each had a daughter. Umeis Nachshon, and he died. V'nisu Beis Nashim v'Reuven v'Shimon. One of his wives married Reuven, one married Shimon. Ubeis Benoisav, Nachshon's two daughters, who are sisters, right? But one of them is Reuven's wife's daughter, and one of them is Shimon's wife's daughter, married to Levi Yehuda. Umeisu Levi Yehuda. So one is an heir to Reuven, and one is an heir to Shimon. Bas Esha Shimon, Mesiabim Reuven, because the other one is an erva. Vachoysa L'Shimon, because the other one is an erva. So that's erva number four that Rashi set up, where you can have two sisters, one of them being Reuven's wife's daughter, one of them being Shimon's wife's daughter, marrying Levi and Yehuda, and then when Levi and Yehuda die without kids, Reuven could do Yibum to one, and Shimon could do Yibum to the other, because the other one is an erva of Bas Ishtai. Now we move on to the next erva. V'chein Bas Bita Shel Eishes Reuven, u'Bas Bita Shel Eishes Shimon, shayachis minav. Reuven's wife had a granddaughter, and Shimon's wife had a granddaughter, and Reuven's wife's daughter and Shimon's wife's daughter had both married the same man, which is perfectly legal. They're not even related to each other at all. They share it. Stepfathers or brothers, but that's it. They're not related. So this man married Reuven's wife's daughter, Shimon's wife's daughter, had a daughter from each. So Reuven's granddaughter, his wife's granddaughter, and Shimon's wife's granddaughter are now sisters, and they marry Levi and Yehuda. Right? So you have, V'chem bas bita shalashis Reuven and bas bita shalashis Shimon, shayachis minav. You have the same thing. Reuven's wife's son and Shimon's wife's son were married to the same lady at different times. Each had a daughter. They are sisters because they have the same mother. They married Levi and Yehuda. One of them can't have Yibum from Reuven. One of them can't have Yibum from Shimon, so they can be Yavim the other one. So we took care of the first six Erevus. Now we move on to the next case. B'chein chamoisa shel Reuven v'chamoisa shel Shimon shayachis. This is easier, right? Reuven married. Reuven's mother-in-law married Levi. Shimon's mother-in-law married Yehuda. The two mothers-in-law were sisters. Now they fall Yibum. One of them is Reuven's mother-in-law. One of them is Reuven's and Shimon's mother-in-law. So one can be Miyabim the other one can be Miyabim the other one. V'chein em chamoisai, one of them can be Reuven's grandmother-in-law, and the other one can be Shimon's grandmother-in-law, v'chein em chamav. You can have a case where Levi and Yehuda married, one of them married Reuven's grandmother-in-law, either his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother, and Shimon married the other one's Yehuda married the other one's grandmother-in-law, so when they fall to Yibum, they are Ervis. So that's the first nine cases of the Mishnah, that we have two sisters, one is an Erva to one, and one is an Erva to the other. V'chein, achoysa sharuvain me'imai, v'achoys shimon me'imai, hayach yis minav. Okay? What happened was, Yaakov married two wives. From one he had Reuven, from one he had Shimon. And he had a daughter from each. So Reuven has a maternal sister, and Shimon has a maternal sister, who are not related to each other, because... No, then they would be related to each other. Again. Yaakov married, let's get it straight. Yaakov married Achoisa Shel Reuven. Okay, so Rashi's gonna explain it, so let's do it with Rashi because I don't want to get the names mixed up. V'chein, said Rashi, where are we up to? Achoisa Shel Reuven me'imoy, v'achois Shimon me'imoy, hoya'achyas menav. Reuven's sister from the same mother, and Shimon's sister from the same mother, from a different mother obviously, were sisters sharing the same father. But Nafu Lufneim Levi v'Yehuda, and they married Levi and Yehuda. Now Rashi is going to set up the case. Then Reuven v'Levi, b'nei Yaakov m'Rachel. Reuven and Levi were the sons of Yaakov from Rachel. Hayu. V'lo bas min Achshain. And again, Reuven and Levi, Yaakov married Rachel, had two sons, Reuven and Levi. Meanwhile, that lady had a previous daughter from Nachshon. She had been married to Nachshon, had a daughter. Nachshon had died. She married, who did she marry according to Rashi? She married, I want to say the wrong names here. She married Yaakov. So Nachshon's wife married Yaakov, had Reuven and Levi, and they each had a sister from Rachel, because they each had a, right, because Rachel had had a daughter from a previous marriage. Became Shimon v'Yehuda, but Yaakov v'Bilha. Okay, let's start the case again. Thank you. We have a story like this. Nachshon was married to two women. Nachshon was married to Rachel and Leah. And then and he had a daughter from each. He had a daughter from Rachel, he had a daughter from Leah. They were sisters from one father, different mothers. Nachshon died. One of his wives went and married Yaakov. One of his wives went and married Yaakov and had two sons. One of his wives married, I just want to make sure I got this right. One of these, again, Nachshon married two wives. I don't want to get the names confused, that's why I'm taking my time here. Right. Nachshon married two wives. One of them Rashi calls Rachel, and one of them Rashi calls Bilha. I don't know why he names her Bilha, but he names her Bilha. So Nachshon was married to two wives, Rachel and Bilha. Nachshon died, and he had a daughter. He had a daughter from Rachel and a daughter from Bilha, who are sisters because they share the same father named Nachshon. Now, Nachshon died, Rachel went and married Yaakov, and had two sons, Reuven and Levi. That means Reuven and Levi have a sister from the same mother, because they have a sister, Rachel had a daughter from a previous marriage, right? Bilha went and married Yaakov, same man, that means Nachshon had been married to Rachel and Bilha, now Yaakov is married to Rachel and Bilha. And from Rachel we had Reuven and Levi, and from Bilha he had Shimon and Yehuda. So Shimon and Yehuda are paternal brothers. Each set has a maternal sister. Right? Each set has a maternal sister. Reuben and Leah have a half-sister from the mother, and Shimon and Yehuda have a half-sister from their mother, Bilha. Levi and Yehuda went, I just want to make sure, yeah, Levi and Yehuda went and married, Levi married Bilha's daughter from Nachshon, who's not related to him. Because that's from a different, it's his father's second wife's stepdaughter. Not related to him at all. It's not a half sister. Bilha had that daughter from Nachshon. So Levi married Nachshon's daughter from Bilha, and Yehuda married Rachel's daughter, Nachshon's daughter from Rachel. So now they're married to sisters because the wives shared the same father named Nachshon. They are paternal brothers. Their wives are maternal sisters. They died. Reuven can't be Miyabem, his maternal sister, and Shimon can't be Miyabem, his maternal sister. But they can be Miyabem the other one because they're not related to them. And therefore, that would be a case where you have two sisters falling Liyibum. One is a sister from one brother, maternally, and one is a sister from the other brother, maternally. So each one can be Miyabim the other one. I hope I explained myself good enough. Let's do it inside. Rashi should do a better job than me. V'chein zakrashi. Achoysa sharuvei me'imai. The sister of Reuven from a mother. V'achoy shimim me'imai. Hayachis min'av. They were paternal sisters, but Naflu Lufnei Milevi Yehuda. How is that possible? So Rashi sets up the case. Gagan. Reuven Milevi Bnei Yaakov Merechel. Reuven and Levi, they were the children of Yaakov who married Rachel. The law bas mi Nachshon. She had a previous daughter from Nachshon, who's now a half sister to Reuven and Levi. V'chein Shimon v'Yehuda Bnei Yaakov Mibilha. Shimon and Yehuda are children when Yaakov married Bilha. The Gamloha Yabas mi Nachshon. So Nachshon had been married to Rachel and Bilha, had a daughter from each. He died. Yaakov married both of his wives. Right? And now had two sons from one and two sons from the other, who are paternal brothers. But the two sons from Rachel are not related to the daughter born from Bilha, because that's Nachshon's daughter from Bilha. It has nothing to do with them. And the two sons from Bilha are not related to Rachel's daughter from Nachshon. So what happened was, V'nasa Levi bas Bilha mi Nachshon. Levi married Bilha's daughter that had been conceived from Nachshon. V'Yehuda nasa bas Rachel mi Nachshon, which is perfectly legal, because they were not related. But they are sisters. They had shared Nachshon as a father. Umesu Levi v'Yehuda. Levi v'Yehuda died, but Naflu l'fnei Reuven v'Shimon. So Bas Bilha Eishes Levi Yachay Shimon Mimai. Bilha's daughter is Shimon's maternal sister, Vasuraloi, Mesia Bebes Ruven. She could have Yibum from Ruven. Ubas Rachel Aches Yehuda, Achais Ruven Meimai. And Rachel's daughter from Nachshain is Ruven's maternal sister, Asuraloi, Umateres Lashimon. So that's when you have Erevin number 10 that can work out the two sisters. One is an Erevin to one, and one is an Erevin to the other. Now we move on to Erevin number 11. V'chein, achois imoy shel Ruvain, v'achois imoy shel Shimon, haya achis minav. What happened was, Ruvain's mother's sister and Shimon's mother's sister, right, were both paternal sisters. They had both had the same father. He had been married to two women. He had a daughter from one, a daughter from the other. And then, a sister, meaning then, Reuven's mother and Shimon's mother were sisters, right? One was a half-sister to one, and one was a half-sister to the other. Right? They had different mothers. So Reuven's mother and Shimon's mother each had a sister. They weren't sisters. Reuven's mother and Shimon's mother were not sisters. Reuven's mother and Shimon's mother were not sisters, but they each shared a half a sister, right? They had a half a sister who were sisters to each other. Let me set up the case. Rashi's gonna say the case, so I think maybe we should leave it for Rashi to explain, because he's gonna do a better job. Kigan. Kalev, Shanasa Shtei Nashim. Kalev married two women, Chola v'Nara, and Rashi picks those names because that's who Kalev married. Kalev married two women, Chola and Nara. V'yoldu le'shtei banos, and he had two daughters, one from Chola and one from Nara. Umeis, and he died. Okay. V'nasa yachtzel le'acher misasai eshtei nashav. So yachtzel now married Chola and Nara, who each had a previous sister. Right. Who each had a previous daughter. And from the same man. They both had daughters from Kalev. And Yachzel now married his two wives, V'yoduloi shtei banos. And gave birth to two sisters, to two daughters. They are maternal sisters. They don't share the same father. Kalev's daughters and Yachzel's daughters don't share the same father. But they share the same mother. V'nasi Yaakov, eshtei banos Yachzel. Zu la'acha misas achaisa. Yaakov married Yachzel's daughter, and then she died, and he married her sister. He's allowed to marry his wife's sister after his wife dies. So he happened to be married to both sisters. And each of them had a... Yaakov married the two daughters of Yachzel, one after the other. And they each had a son. V'yoldulei bas chola miyachzel asruvein. Right. Yachzel had a son with one of the women. One of the daughters of Yachzel. Sorry. Yaakov married Yachzel's two daughters. One of them gave birth Ruvein. Ubas nara miyachzel Shimon. And the other one gave birth to Shimon. So now Yaakov was married to two sisters, one after the other. Each one left him with a son. So he has two sons. They are paternal brothers. They are not maternal brothers. Each of them's mother has a maternal sister. They're not related to each other because they were born from different fathers. So that one of them's mother has a sister, and one of them's mother has a sister. And then... Right, and then Belevi ben Yaakov Ishacheres Nasas Bas Kalev Mechalos Yachais Ima Sharuven Minaim BeYehuda Nasas Bas Kalev Minara Yachais Ima Shema Minaim. Okay, this is probably the most complicated case. So let me try to set it up because it has to be. You have to hold cup here. You have to be able to follow the case here. There's a lot of marriages here. Kalev is the first one. He married two women, Nara and Chola. Two women. He had a daughter of each of them. They are paternal sisters, but they are not maternal sisters. Kalev died. Yachzil married both of his wives and had two daughters. Those daughters, each of them has a half a sister, but each of them has a half a sister. Again, Kalev had married two women and had two daughters. They are half sisters from one father. Kalev died. Yachzil married both of these wives and had had two daughters, one from Kala and one from Dara. So they are sisters sharing one father. But if you notice, two of these daughters, Yachzel's daughters, share, Yachzel is the father, and they have different mothers. And two of the daughters share, Kalev is the father, and they have different mothers. So you have two sets of paternal sisters, right, that are not two sets of paternal sisters. But really, they are, I just don't know how to explain this, it's like, I wish I had a chart here. I could do it with a chart. It's easier to do with a chart. There's so many marriages here. Let me try one more time.
Sure, that's 93. Parcel of the beautiful.
Great chart, Max.
9B3?
Yeah. On that lower left corner.
Okay. I have a chart here too, but I don't have an arch goal, so I don't know if I have the same chart. But my chart has Kalev in the center. He married two women, and he had two daughters. And the chart here calls them Rachel and Leah. I don't know what does Arts Go chart give him a name?
No, he has daughter.
Names you're using before.
What?
The women don't have names here in this chart.
Okay, they don't have names.
Daughter, daughter, daughter.
Okay, so Kalev had two daughters, one from Chala, one from Nara. Then Kalev died. Yachzil married the same two women and also had two daughters. So those two daughters are maternal sisters because Kalev's daughter and Yachzil's daughter share the same mother. And the other ones are maternal sisters because they share the same mother. They do not share the same father. Two of them share the same father, and two of them share the same father. But if you look at the mother, has two daughters from different fathers, and the other mother has two daughters from different fathers. So they are maternal sisters. Yaakov married Yachzel's two daughters, who are not related. I'm sorry, they are sisters. They are sisters from the same father. But he married one who died, and then he married the other. One of them gave birth to Reuven, and one of them gave birth to Shimon, who shared Yaakov as a father, but had different mothers. Then, Yaakov had another two sons from a different woman, and named Levi and Yehuda. Levi married Yaakov's wife's...
No.
Levi married... his mother's sister. Levi was a daughter of one of Yachzil's daughters, and he was a son of one of Yachzil's daughters. He can't marry his mother's sister. He married the other woman's sister, meaning he married, Levi is a son of one of Yachzil's daughters, and he married not his mother's sister. He can't marry his mother's sister. It's an erva. He married Yaakov's other wife, not his mother, his other wife's sister, which he's allowed to marry. Yaakov was married to two wives. He's not allowed to marry his mother's sister, but he can marry Yaakov's other wife's sister, who's not related to him at all. She is Kalev's daughter from Nara, let's say, and he is a... comes from Kalev's daughter he comes from Yachzel's daughter from Yaakov. So he married the daughter of Kalev. He married Kalev's daughter. Not related to him at all. Yehuda married the other one of Kalev's daughters, who again are not related to him at all, because it's not his mother's sister. It's not related to him at all, because Levi and Yehuda did not have the same mother. They came from a different woman. And therefore, each one married someone. One married Reuven's mother's sister, and one married Shimon's mother's sister. And now they fall to Yibum. So here's where you have an Achos Imai fall to Yibum, to her, to one to one and one to the other. Let's read it in Rashi.
Yehuda and Levi die, and then... Well, why can't they fall to Shimon and Reuven? Why can't one of them?
So Reuven can do Yibum to one and not to the other, and Shimon can do Yibum to one and not to the other, because Reuven's mother's sister is Levi's wife, and Yehuda's mother's sister is Shimon's wife. And Shimon's mother's sister is Yehuda's wife.
Maternal sisters.
It's maternal sisters.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is the Rashi. Everybody looks at Yevamos and says, Yevamos is so hard. One of the reasons Yevamos is so hard is because of this Rashi. So when you master this Rashi, you mastered one of the most difficult parts of Yevamos. Most complicated. Reuven's mother's sister and Shimon's mother's sister share the same father. Kalev Shinazer Shtei Nashim Chalev and Aram. He died. Who now, each of them have a maternal sister. Right? Each of them have a maternal sister. They don't share the same father, but each of them have a half a sister from the same mother. Right? Because they're paternal sisters, you can't marry them at the same time. Reuven was born from Chala's daughter from Yachzel. Basnarim Yachzel gave birth to Shimon, who are paternal brothers, but they don't share the same mother. But Levi ben Yaakov Mishacheres. Levi was born from a different woman, Nasa's Bas Kalev Machala, who's totally not related to him. Right? Sheachos Imoi Sheruvein Minaim. It would be Reuven's mother's sister, maternally, but it's not related to Levi at all. So each one married one of their paternal brother's mother's sister. The wife of Levi, who is Reuven's aunt, Reuven's mother's sister, is mutter to Shimon. She bas Kalev Machala. Right. So therefore, it's not related to him. Ve'eshes Yehuda achos em Shimon is the mother of Shimon's mother, is the sister of Shimon's mother, Mutaris LeRuven. So that's when you have a case of an erva that one is mutter to the other. Fine. We'll leave the rest of the cases for tomorrow, and we will continue Mir Tishem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.